returns to the podcast. All right, we have scoop. We have official scoop from a source connected to RHOBH on the cast for next season. Well, we obviously know Anne-Marie's not back, but we got a cast member official. We've got some leaked info. Plus, Kyle Richards' latest lesbian moves. Let's get into it. David Yontif, Oscar and Elmo, back together. Back together, baby. And by the way, can we all take a second to just, Miss Yontif, this color palette of a baby blue and a maroon, I mean, it's giving me rugby vibes. Oh, it's giving me English vibes. It's giving me hot gay man, West Hollywood, I am a podcast king vibes. I mean, you look good these days. You look very, and I saw him in person, everybody. The skin is so young. I need so much work once I have this second baby.
Well, I say it all the time and everybody thinks I'm making it up.
What? What is
that? A couple of things. OneSkin.co, 15% off with code VELVET. Everybody says, why is your, I mean, I'm not pulling this out of my a-hole.
And after you order from code VELVET, code TSFS. Yeah.
See? OneSkin works because it reverses the biological age of the cell. Period. The end. You just said, this was like a trained ad. You said, why do you look so good with your skin? It's oneskin.co, 15% off with code VELVET or TS. What was that?
TSFS. I mean, TSFS. I'm telling you, those OS01 peptides, baby, they are working. They are working for you. They're getting under that skin.
Can I tell you something else why it is?
Speak to me.
It is my 10% off with code VELVET. Roll on. It is a 5-day fast. Now, here's the thing. Excuse me. It is a 5-day nutrition program. Let me tell you something, Sarah. You know how when you're going and fasting, you don't eat? Not on Prolon. It's not a diet. I swear to God, this is true. It's science. It tricks your body. And I'm not kidding you. I've told all these friends of mine, oh, by the way, I'm going on Prolon. They're like, I just did it. Mind you, they didn't do it with my fucking code. I'm like, I could have saved you 10%. All of them, I swear to you, swear by it. So what you literally open the box for like day one, and everything in this box, this is your day one. Everything in this box, this is your entire day's meals. Look at how much food is in there. That's a lot of food for a fast. You have these great bars. And you have like all these protein powder. You get to eat all of this. And then the second day, so there's no thought process. Each day you get a new box. 5 days and you lean out and you feel great. So there you go. Your skin looks great.
Code VELVET. Is this the point where our audience will kill us if I say, I'd like to introduce you all to myoptimalbody.com, which is on.
Well, they say, why do you do ads? These are not ads. These are like, you're welcome for discounts. God.
I'll just say this. If you've tried Ozempic and it doesn't work, if you've tried everything, myoptimalbody.com is not a diet. It's a food program for life. They do a reset on your gut. Tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. You're getting a free 30-day gut reset and a discount with the program. The best part about them is they do not want you to stay with them for life. That you do a 13-week program. At the most, they take clients for a year, and then you have lost the weight that you want. You've reset your body, and then you can eat. What you eat is what you eat for the rest of your life. MyOptimalBody.com. But we better move on.
See, that's – no, I mean, that's great, and we will move on. By the way, with Prolon and the code VELVET 10%, you just do it for 5 fucking days, and then you lean out. You think this is a fast with all this food? Okay.
Oh my God.
We do have to move on.
I am rolling. Our audience has to be like, you two QVC hoes. I mean, honest to God. I mean, it's like we ought to start a ticker countdown on the side.
Guess what?
To promote our
stuff. Go and do another fast and pay full price. Go ahead. It's not going to work as well. So,
all right, my love.
Sarah, you and I are trying to help people. If they don't want our help, you can lead a horse to the water. Okay. Speaking of which, ride a horse, save a cowgirl. Go fuck yourself, Kyle. Go fuck yourself.
All the way to fucking Aspen. Lesbian Aspenville. You know, okay? Kemosabe, eat my twat. All right? I have had it with this woman. Had it. I've had it with, actually, I want to know, because you're very connected with Bravo producers, former producers behind the scenes. What is going on with the fact that we are learning more about Kyle and Mauricio's marriage on Buying Beverly Hills than we are on the legacy show, RHOBH. But I've had it. I have zero empathy for her with this, you know, save a horse, ride a cowgirl, wink, wink, wink. Oh my gosh. And then Morgan White, you do it. Writes back the bone emoji and the skeleton emoji.
Dead. She's dead. Oh, yeah. Morgan, this is a live podcast, Morgan, honey. If we, you gotta speak a little slower. Mauricio. What? I heard Mauricio in there. Morgan, we were gonna have to come back to you. This is actually a live show and nobody understands you at the point. I'm sorry, Morgan. We love you. Yeah, Sarah, I had a little breakdown on my Patreon last week over this. So I'm glad that you share in my angst over this with Kyle. You're telling us it's none of our fucking business. Mauricio says, oh, don't be so hard on the producers and RHOBH. It's just the timing. It's just the timing that we were filming when all of this was happening. Not really. It's a Netflix show and they're just giving us more because they don't play games. Kyle is actually queer baiting us. She's playing games. It is our fucking business for your salary. Yeah, I think your rant is very well deserved today.
And if I have to see Kesha, I love Kesha, but I am so overseeing Kesha. And granted, I've seen her twice in these photos with Morgan. And I don't want to see one more photo of Kesha. You parade Kesha out now, and it looks like just three, you know, lesbian gals.
Threesome.
Having a threesome.
Kyle Richards' new threesome.
I'm so over it. I can't even tell you how over it I am. It's giving me Branham, like, vibes. It's giving me these desperate Mia vibes, Bronwyn vibes. It's giving me Taylor Armstrong, drunk outside Craig's, trying to be relevant vibes. Why is she working this hard when you're a star?
Honey, I don't think ain't nothing more desperate than Mia Thornton.
And I know you're friends with Bronwyn, and shout out to Bronwyn, who I'm sure listens. But it's just, and I'm sure
I am
not.
Friends with Bronwyn, so I am not saying anything about Bronwyn. I do really like Bronwyn. I do. She's my friend.
Bronwyn,
so
I apologize. There were just some moves at the end that seemed so thirsty. I mean, it's giving me Tamrat. The rat can be so thirsty when you don't need to be.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I actually think Thornton is thirstier than the rat that scurries. She's in the corner getting our piece of cheese, and we thought she loved Munster, but the rat loves Gouda. Hi, Tamrat. No, I think Mia Thornton's thirstier, to be honest with you. She's thirsty, that one.
Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. I know our listeners are over it. They want to move on because there's actually fantastic topics to discuss this week. I mean, with Candace Dillard Bassett's Candy Gals,
ooh,
exit, Robin Dixon supposedly cut, Karen Huger heading to rehab potentially. I mean, there's so many things, but I could rant about this all day. I mean, cheers to Ted Sarandos, who runs Netflix. I mean, what a scoop. Buying Beverly Hills, I have tried to get into because there's another show. People have reached out to me. Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you guys going to recap?
It's not your favorite, is it? You told me.
It started out, I loved it, season two. It was like, it was out of the gate. The scenes with the girls and Kyle and Mo and the complications of a divorce and the sadness. I'm like, okay, this is real. This is what I want. And Mauricio is trying to build a business. We finally hear that the business is not going as gangbusters as, you know, it's alleged to be because we're in a down market. There isn't inventory. Mm-hmm. You know, the interest rates are through the roof and bananas. People, don't even get me started. People that, young people that own homes, like, well, you have deep pockets, but most young people, their parents are helping them buy homes. They cannot afford to buy a house. So finally, Mauricio is admitting, like, the agency, yes, is the fastest growing, but like, things are not good. So it starts out great. And then you realize every single scene that isn't about their marriage, I think is really boring. Like they're arguing over marketing pamphlets. I can't. But I do have to say it. I mean, it seems strange to me. It seems very calculated by Kyle and Mo to make sure he has a hit show and let's reveal the things that are really going on in our marriage over here on Buying Beverly Hills so people have to continue. I mean, it's smart. If I were them, I'd be doing it too. I just hope I wouldn't be dragging it out as much as they're doing.
I agree with all of that.
Wait, one more thing to tie this up. I'm sure you also read the story this week. Kyle has hired a divorce attorney, so they are moving forward in their divorce, apparently.
I did read that. That's pretty shocking, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you called it a long time ago, right? You always said they were getting divorced.
I mean, it's so over, right? So now I think, you know, I think it's interesting in that, like, is this going to get ugly? You know what I mean? Is this going to be a divorce of, like, we're splitting the assets or I don't know. Is there ever a divorce that, like, I mean, look, Kyle minus Beverly Hills money for 13 seasons stood by while he left Hilton and Highland and built the agency. Sounds like it's a classic case of I stood by my man while he built an empire. I think Kyle's going to get some money. I mean, he's going on tour. He's kind of saying fuck you to her again. Are you watching all these pictures? I'm so happy to be reunited with Mauricio. Mauricio's on the Dancing with the Stars tour, honey. I mean,
I am getting tired. I'm getting tired of the, no, I'm over it. I'm over it. Like now this is beginning to feel like Scandoval. You know what I'm saying? I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm over it. Let's move on. I want to see her dating Morgan. I want to see Kyle living as a lesbian. What was it for her? Like, I need to know what is lesbian sex like in your 50s for the first time? I mean, let's get to it, right? What people really want to know. I mean, he's out there.
He's out there and he is afraid. We learned on Buying Beverly Hills. Speaking of that, because everyone wants us to review it, he's afraid to ask what is going on with you and Miss Wade. Emily, I'll tell you what's going on. I mean, your wife's in love and she's in love with me. And I'm in love with her, but not as much as she's in love with me. I mean, I like her and stuff, but, you know, I mean, she's in love. She looks at me, and I mean, she's going to get all your money, and I like money, and so I mean, I guess I'm in love with her too, especially if there's some money.
And
But she
fame.
loves me. She helped my career. And my ex,
Helped, made
Kate.
it. Nobody knew who you were prior.
I'm a very accomplished country singer, Sarah. People knew
Sorry, I
you.
didn't, but go for it.
Oh, sorry for your loss, Sarah. I don't like this Sarah no more. I'm out of here. And by the way, my ex, Katie Cannon, she was on Behind the Velvet Rope. She swears I like older ladies, so I guess apparently Kyle's my type. I plead the fifth. I'm pissed at you, Sarah, because you said you didn't know who I was. I'm a superstar in the country world. I'm out of here.
Bye, Morgan. I do know a lot
You
of
upset her.
lesbians. I actually probably could count on one hand. I probably know five adult lesbians that left their husbands in their
So
late 40s,
liberal.
early. Oh, everybody I know is gay. And
Ooh.
Very progressive.
You really are. Wow, I had no
I have
idea.
trans friends as
Who
well.
knew?
I have trans friends as well. I accept
Wow,
everyone.
excuse me? Wow, you're liberal. Go on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I probably could count five women who, in their 50s, that seems to be a turning point, left their husbands. And the first woman that they seriously got with, they've stayed with. And they're together. And they've made it work for many years. Now they're in their mid-60s. They've been together 10, 15 years. Yeah, I know a lot. I know
Well,
a
you
lot.
are just so worldly over there. Here's the thing, because sometimes I dabble and dibble and dabble with the younger gents. You know, I say Mauricio's out there dibbling and dabbling. Sometimes I dibble and dabble with the younger gents. Here's the thing, and I'm not even trying to be mean, but you got to do the math, and you have to be like, when I'm 75, is my, 40-year-old husband going to change my diapers? Or is he just going to try to fuck the pool boy and steal everything in my bank account? So I'm just saying some advice to Miss Richards is like, I'm okay with an age difference. I really am. I'm very liberal over here too. You just gotta be prepared in 20 years when Morgan is 48, she will be changing your diapers. And I'm okay with that. You just gotta understand what you're. In 5 years, Catherine McPhee will be changing David Foster's diapers. We all have to be ready for these
I think
things.
they'll be very loyal to one another. My gunkles always
Okay.
had age difference, 11 years, like 11 years, I think, and 13 years. And the younger gunkle always took care of the older gunkles. I mean, maybe a
But
decade
this
isn't
one's
that much.
30 years,
All right, well,
basically.
30 years, maybe that's a big difference.
But
I
I'm,
don't know.
hey, if there's any younger gents out there, 30 years my junior, DMs are open, guys.
We are both beat, by the way, today. So do you think we should, where do you want to go?
Do you want to go to Miss Huger and her she likes the drinks, they say.
Well, wait, I want to stay on the RHOBH island for one more
Oh,
minute because
okay.
Anne Marie in the past weeks, we know Anne Marie has not been asked to return to RHOBH.
Yes.
I have a source
Okay.
now that I live here in
Okay.
Los Angeles that
You
that's
do, you got sources.
I don't know. This isn't really scoop. I feel like you already knew this, but
Talk to
Kathy is
me.
coming back. Kathy is coming back in a role, okay? And this
Full
person
time
No, this person did not say full time, but this person said you
friend,
saw
official
her
friend.
at the reunion for a reason.
Did I say that like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you did. And this
Was your
person
mic on?
confirmed it. Maybe they listened to us, but this person says it's true.
Okay. I like a confirmed source.
This
Thank
person
you.
says it's true. And then what you're also right about, and I believe that the Daily Mail picked up your quote from when we went to Homeless Not Toothless this time last year. Anne Marie Wiley, is she not coming back because she is a conservative Trump supporter and she does not believe transgender individuals should be in sports with the sex that they identify with? You all know where I'm going with it. You know, come on. We all know the transgender argument. So anyway, I want to know what you think of this because you are a top-notch producer yourself. Do you think, supposedly behind the scenes, the girls raised a fit? Crystal, Garcelle, they were anti, I'm sure the Sutton, they were anti Anne Marie Wiley being conservative, being apparently she's an enthusiastic Trump supporter. These people do realize, right, that half of the country loves Donald Trump. Like, they do. Bravo realizes that's half their audience, right?
You got a lot in there. I got to break this down. Well, first of all, I'm not sure that Bravo realizes that. No, I'm not. I realize it that it's half their audience. Listen, I have this woman I call a good friend. Really, she hates me half the time. Miss Kelly Dodd. And she tells me to go fuck myself a bunch of times. By the way, I have some people coming up from the OC, and hate to break it to Kelly, they talk about her. She'll slip into my DMs, tell me she hates my voice, tell me I'm gay, I'm disgusting, tell me that I suck, that she's more famous than me. All right, Kelly, save. We all know how it's going to play out. But she swears that she was fired too for being a conservative. So look, we said this, roll tape and dig up the archives. We have had shows about this a year ago. We went to Homeless Not Too. Crystal came up to me and she was huffing and puffing and saying, I can't get into it. I'm right. When I'm right, I'm right. You know, and this other person is wrong and blah, blah, blah. And that was right after the thing surfaced about Anne Marie and her belief on, you know, trans athletes and her husband's belief. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what she's talking about. You and I talked about it on this thing. And I'm like, I bet you this is all going to be edited out. So I hate to say it, told you so. That's the rumor that this did come up. And that was what the real fight was about, Homeless Not Toothless. And you and I were right there and Crystal was huffing and puffing at me. And we didn't see that. We just heard her call her a bitch and esophagus and this and that. And, you know, I'm not saying the esophagus was made up. I do think this was also something. And, you know, I believe that after, and this is what, right. So either they listened to an old episode of ours, and this is completely taken from that, which would not be the first time. It's happened before. It's kind of word for word what we said. Or this is true. But she isn't coming back. And, I'm not sure Bravo realizes the country is very divided. And we have a great ex-housewife of New Jersey, Siggy Flicker. Go on her Instagram. Lots of people are cheering her on with her political beliefs over there. So that's it. Listen, I feel Anne Marie, to me, is just like Diana Jenkins. I don't, unpopular opinion, I don't feel either of them got a fair chance. And I think they both could have made a great at least second season housewife. I don't think that either would deserve to be. I think Anne Marie did the job. I think she did the job. I think she did the job.
So wait, so why do you think then Anne Marie was toast? Do you really? Then why was the real reason? Do you think the real reason was that she clashed with the women politically and then that was it?
No, I still don't believe. I don't think Kelly Dodd was fired for that reason. I think that... I mean, Teresa Giudice is conservative and she ain't getting fired. Ramona Singer is extremely conservative. She didn't get fired until we realized she was racist. I mean, there's lots of Trump supporters at Bravo that we're not firing. I think that, look, I think it was a boring season for the audience. And unfortunately, when we go down the list of who we could eliminate, she is the person that we could eliminate. And we are bringing Kathy back to replace her. I think nobody else is going. That's my prediction. If someone asked me right now what I think we're doing nothing except bringing Kathy in and letting Anne Marie go. And think about the announcement that Kathy Hilton is back as a friend. I said it. I agree. Nothing happens in these shows coincidentally. Nothing. They show someone glancing out of the corner of their eye at someone hot. We forget about it. In 2 years, when we have it, they're going to flash back to that. So when Kathy appeared on that stage, I'm like, oh, they're bringing her back. She's back. I said it. You confirmed with your source. And I think getting rid of Anne Marie and bringing Kathy back, although not everyone likes Kathy, I think it's an enough of a huge announcement for the franchise that it'll be marketed that way, that that's more exciting than Anne Marie. And I think it's enough. And I don't think anyone else is. Crystal's not losing her job. Dorit, I can't believe I'm saying this. She's still interesting to watch, but she's not losing her job, especially now. She's going to go at it with Kyle. And guess what? If Sutton and Kathy are off filming a video about how great of friends they are, yeah, maybe Kathy's going to be with Kyle against Dorit instead. Maybe Dorit's going to be her scapegoat. You know, Tamara was brought back and they said, the rat that scurries, let's wind this bitch up. I think they're telling Kathy, like, come on back and be yourself. But you know, I'm telling you, we're not seeing Kathy versus Kyle. We're going to see a unified Kathy and Kyle. And everyone, I mean, and I think they're really bringing Kathy back. To be honest with you, I mean, she's Kathy Hilton. They're thrilled to have her. I think they're bringing her back to save Kyle, the same way we give Tom Sandoval an easy edit. Like, we're not getting rid of Kyle. You can hate her, but we're not getting rid of her. So now, after giving us nothing and telling us to fuck off and it's none of our business, we got to do the Erica Jane treatment of Kyle. We got to get some people back in favor with, you know, the number one seat on the calling sheet. And I think a unified Kathy and Kyle will help certain people like Kyle again because of Kathy. And we've never seen the two sisters or Kim, and we haven't really seen Kyle unified with either one of her sisters, really. You stole my goddamn house. I mean, that was season one. So I think this is going to give Kyle, you know, she's going to flex that chest. She's going to be backed by Kathy. And I think, oh, we're going to give her a good edit and some of this audience will come around. I think that's the real reason we're bringing Kathy back. But I think Charles and Kathy, I think everyone else stays. So thank you for confirming. That's my thing. God, that was long-winded.
Loved it. All right, bye, Mr. Yontif. Until tomorrow. He'll be back. We got a lot to talk about. Mike Schaud from Shaws of Sunset. Ooh. Getting sued for his domestic violence incident with Paulina. The images came out. All the latest fallout we have from that. Did that officially lead to the show being canceled? David weighs in. Don't miss one single Sarah Fraser show. Be sure to be subscribing. I love you guys. Hit that subscribe button. Boop. Tell a friend about the show. Love y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.